By the time the anti-tax crowd arrived at the Capitol yesterday, union members were already there. Capitol Police had taped off a perimeter around a sidewalk leading up to the rally stage. That gave people attending the taxpayers' rally just one way to get there, by walking a gauntlet of public employees. This spurred shouting matches that occasionally turned heated. These two gentlemen were right in each other's face. These two crowds brought out the anger in each other, and many of the speakers at the rally stoked the fire. Madison talk show host Vicki McKenna started in on public employees right away.
You know, you guys can at least say thank you. Thank you, taxpayers. We appreciate you, since you're the ones signing the check.
Wisconsin Republican Party Chair Reince Priebus shouted in a hoarse voice that Republicans struggled in the last election because they did not draw a line in the sand on taxes. But Priebus said they had drawn that line once again in this budget.
And I want to make this perfectly clear. The Republican Party does not support tax increases, any tax increases.
25 Republican representatives have signed pledges to vote against any tax increases in this budget. 10 of them signed onto a pledge at the website bootsandsabers.com. That site is run by blogger Owen Robinson, who said yesterday that if legislators don't fight tax increases, people should throw them out of office.
There are some good people in this building. There are some of us out here in front of us. But far too many of them love to spend our money way too much.
The absolute stand taken by Robinson, Priebus, and others contradicts what Republican legislative leaders have negotiated inside the Capitol. While GOP leaders have said no to Democratic proposals to tax oil and hospitals, Republican Speaker Mike Kipch has offered to raise the cigarette tax by 75 cents per pack. Weeks earlier, he discussed an increase of $1.25. But yesterday was more about the argument of taxes versus services than it was about the nuances of negotiations. And the loudest voices by far belong to union employees. Kerry McGowan of the International Union of Operating Engineers showed up with several of his members. They build Wisconsin's roads.
We want to send the message that these people aren't living in the real world. Our lawmakers have to step up to the plate and keep Wisconsin moving forward.
Marty Beal of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees told his members that Americans for Prosperity was in Madison to dismantle Wisconsin's government.
It's unfortunate that the Republicans have allowed that group to hijack them. But they made that conscious decision, and we need to take the message to them.
After all the barbs that were thrown around yesterday, lawmakers and the governor now have an unenviable task. They have to sit down and compromise. Yesterday's competing rallies may be remembered as footnotes to this year's budget standoff, but they could also be seen as a barometer, a sign that the decisions state leaders make in the Capitol matter. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.